You're listening to the CryptoCast podcast.
Welcome to the Crypto and Blockchain Talk.
Hello.
Hey.
Guten Tag.
Hallo.
Hola.
Shalom.
Hallo.
Namaste.
Ni hao.
Vivet.
Hello.
Salut.
Yassas.
Salve.
Ciao.
Bonjour.
Our podcast talks about the latest trends in the worlds of cryptocurrencies and the blockchain. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Crypto and Blockchain Talk. ICOs have now been around for some time, and ICOs were started with the best of intentions in mind, no doubt. The very first ICO, formerly known as Mastercoin and now called Omni, is actually a really good place to start when we talk about the journey that ICOs have been taking, both good and bad. Now, you have to remember, with being the first of anything, it's almost like comparing yourself to being, let's say, Neil Armstrong. Because to be the first to do something unbelievably different is a very hard place to be, because you are not judged as being neither good nor bad. You are simply the zero point to which everything that comes after gets compared. So if you're the firstborn son of the man on the moon, it is a little bit different for you to walk around the earth, because people are going to be comparing you to your father. What if you are the very first altcoin? The very first ICO, which of course we just established was Mastercoin and now called Omni, was born in July of 2013, after the second version of the white paper by Mr. J.R. Willett was issued answering the call for fundraising and to execute the project. The first altcoin was named Mastercoin, or MSC. Within a month, the project managed to raise around 4,740 Bitcoin, which was worth around $500,000 at the time. And that generated more than 560,000 MSC, or Mastercoin. To handle the finances, an NGO called the Mastercoin Foundation was formed. The NGO had 7 panel members, including Willett, who were volunteering for the project. The primary job of the panel was to direct and take on judgments and partnerships. The primary job of the panel was, and still is to this day, to direct and take on tactical judgments and partnerships and support rewards as per the recommendation of the community, plus to carefully watch over not only the overall financial plan, but also the employment of the active staff. The project aimed to fix Bitcoin's instability and security issues and add value to Bitcoin holders and provide initial funds to hire developers to build software which would implement the new protocol layers, and also allow for ongoing funds to pay for the maintenance of this software. The white paper stated that the existing Bitcoin network would be used as a protocol layer, on top of which a new currency layer with new rules could be built without changing the foundation. And this would allow new currencies to effectively piggy bank on Bitcoin's infrastructure and economy. This made Mastercoin the first ever solution for a Bitcoin 2.0. This resulted in new opportunities within the crypto industry and led the way for virtual currencies backed by tangible assets. The community had great expectations, which were sprinkled with suspicions, and the initial optimism that fueled the growth got hindered by rumors that spread through the community and the media. Although nothing was ever proven, the platform gathered a lot of mistrust due to informal allegations of a scam during the MadeSafe campaign. Although nothing was ever proven, the platform gathered a lot of mistrust due to informal allegations of a scam during the MadeSafe coin campaign, in addition to poor communication by the leadership. Despite the foundation's fund being completely visible to everyone on the internet, even up to this day, and very transparent NGO management, the interest in the project started to fade. So, to change this, the Mastercoin Foundation decided in 2015 to create a new narrative. The project was renamed Omni, but by then their competitor counterparty was already rocking the show. And it is hard to bounce back from articles like the ones titled in Forbes, "Wildly Successful Disaster," and try to thrive in the shadows of great successors. Now, 5 years after its birth, Omni's market cap is a little over 7 million USD. The ROI for the initial ICO investors is around 700%, and the value of the token has grown from its initial price of around 1.5 USD to $12, has grown from the initial price of around 1.5 US dollars to 12 US dollars by the time of me recording this podcast. The most famous crypto offspring fostered by Omni are Tether and Madesafe. Not exactly the hallmarks of a failure, though I do know a few people who would debate me on that topic. But the truth is that compared to Bitcoin and the explosiveness of many recent ICOs, that holding a rank of 499 on CoinMarketCap.com is really nothing to brag about. So just like the first attempt to go to the moon did not end with the historic moon landing that was later written into all of the history books, it was always going to be highly unlikely for the very first ICO project to become the greatest success of its era. Now, there are many good ICOs, and we will be covering them in future podcasts and during interviews. Confidence in ICOs, cryptocurrency, and anything blockchain related is currently still quite high. And this is despite a market downturn of over 60% through Q2. ICOs have definitely not slowed down, and there's no reason for them to, because there are still very many excellent ICO and blockchain related projects going on out there. And many cryptocurrencies are coming out with very innovative solutions for the use of their coins and tokens. And I mean more than just a cryptocurrency. They actually have a use on their project's blockchain in terms of purchasing a product or becoming part of that blockchain in a way that is really very beneficial to the community as a whole. But not every ICO is a winner. Now, I wanted to look at some of the worst cases through the first half of 2018. And the first one is Protium. And Protium is the smallest scam of 2018 and only hauled in, I think, around 11 US dollars. And no, I did not say 11 million. I said 11 US dollars. Their white paper detailed plans to change how the price of fruits and vegetables are looked up in grocery stores. And after being live for only a few days, their website disappeared, leaving only a blank white page with the word on it. Nice. The next ICO I wanted to mention was BitConnect, because by contrast, this is one of the most widely known projects that duped many people. At one point, this Ponzi scheme had a market cap of over $2.6 billion, putting it in the top 20 coins at the peak of the market at the end of 2017. And in January of 2018, it suddenly shut down amid growing legal pressure and government investigation. The coin value plummeted from just over 400 US dollars down to just 30 US dollars in one day. The website remained open for withdrawals, though most balances were now next to worthless. Still, some deny the fact that this project was a clear Ponzi scheme continued to trade these coins in case of a later resurgence. The next couple of schemes I wanted to mention are not ICOs, but still I wanted to bring some attention to the fact that you need to be very careful in the world of crypto and blockchain, because it does extend outside of ICOs. So Coincheck, for instance, is a Japanese exchange that was hacked for 500 million NEM tokens, which at the time was worth 530 million US dollars. They were investigated by the government to determine how this could happen, and therefore how to pass new regulations to prevent it from happening with other exchanges. Now, clearly, it wasn't Coincheck's fault, hopefully, that this had happened to them, but you do need to be aware that exchanges, depending on how they are actually structured, can be hacked. Therefore, you could, in essence, lose your money. Now that I think about it, I might as well also cover a spoofing trick. And this example can be shown by blockchain.info, which used Google Ads to attract users like yourself to fake sites, using malicious software and deception to trick users like you into giving up their wallet addresses and private keys. And to this date, they have stolen around 50 million USD in Bitcoin from people. Returning back to ICOs, Pincoin, earlier this year, attracted 660 million US dollars into their ICO, mainly from Vietnamese investors, only to have the seven members of the company pull an exit scam right after the ICO. And it appeared they never even intended to work on the project, leaving the country with nearly $100 million each. Now, we can talk about scams all day long on these podcasts, and I really don't want to do that because it's so negative, but I'm still trying to bring awareness to the community and also educate people on what is actually out there. There are many, many good projects, but people need to be aware, do their homework, and remember that saying, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. Now, because there are a tremendous amount of scams, I want to also highlight one last type of scam or possible scam, which involves cryptocurrencies which are backed by gold. We have to remember something, and that is that money in itself has no value. And I'm talking about money or fiat, which is issued by governments all over the world. Now, money gives people the ability to exchange it, of course, for something of value. And the US dollar was originally a paper representation of a share of the US gold reserves. But since 1971, and I think it was the Nixon administration, the US dollar is no longer backed by gold. It is essentially just a piece of paper, which is backed by faith and trust in the US government. Furthermore, there are currently no government-issued currencies that are 100% backed by gold or any other valuable material. And these currencies have a value because we have all agreed that they will have a worth. But if you are a person who wants a currency that is backed by precious metals, there are digital tokens emerging that claim to represent shares of gold, silver, palladium, or other metals which are held in different mining reserves and private vaults. Could you even trade your bitcoins for gold? Well, it's possible, but you need to remember caveat emptor, or let the buyer beware. Because those who are claiming that their token is backed by gold reserves are saying that each coin or token is worth somewhere around 1 gram of gold, which is currently worth around 39 US dollars as of today. Yet the coin may actually be available on crypto exchanges for less than 10 cents. Now, if you buy a bunch of coins and ask to trade it in for actual gold, do you think you're going to get that gold through the mail? I really doubt it. You need to be aware that many ICOs are actually for gold mining companies, promising you an equity share of the company while they mine for gold. However, there are never any promises of finding any. And these ICOs can be repeated indefinitely by the same people, which can sucker people who are hoping for a huge payout that will never come. Now, there is a list of gold-backed tokens that have become legitimate enough to make it onto CoinMarketCap.com. There are, however, dozens of others out there which are in ICO or pre-ICO or are too small to have made any waves in the market. Now, you must understand this podcast is not, repeat, not endorsing any projects. And you need to do your own research before ever investing in any ICO or cryptocurrency. And when you're dealing with precious metals and large sums of money, it is not enough for any project just to claim they are legitimate. They need to actually prove it. I have picked out a number of projects just to tell you about what is happening, but I am in no way endorsing these. And all of these coins can be found on CoinMarketCap.com. Now, the first one I will talk about is Aurum Coin, which apparently one coin equals 1 gram of gold. And 1 gram of gold, as I said before, equals $39 at the time of the recording of this podcast. According to their website, they were originally trying to fund their company on Indiegogo, but the platform, Indiegogo's platform, paused their campaign. Their current value is $31.69, which is somewhat in the neighborhood of a gram of gold. They claim to have been around, and CoinMarket seems to agree, since 2014, but their coin never hit $1 in value until late 2017. The next project is Digix Global, and one Digix equals 1 gram of gold as well. Now, each coin is currently valued $41.51 at the time of this podcast, which is a little higher than the price of gold today. Their company equity stake token, which is DGD, is a top 100 coin on CoinMarketCap, currently ranked 56 at a price of $96.93. Just to make this clear, the Digix token, DGX, is different than the equity stake token, which is DGD. Their website mentions a laundry list of partners and media, but again, you need to do your homework. The next project I wanted to talk about was Gold Mint, or MNTP. And according to Goldman's website, they represent two tokens, gold and MNTP. The MNTP token only verifies transactions and does not represent anything related to gold. As mentioned, there is supposed to be another coin with the ticker gold traded on the Bancor exchange, but there is no mention of it there, or on CoinMarketCap for that matter. It is supposed to represent 1 ounce of gold per gold coin, and according to the roadmap, Gold Mint is launching its own blockchain around quarter three of 2018, this year. And it looks like that this must happen first before the gold coin is released. The next project we will talk about is Hello Gold, and their token is named HGT. And according to them, their own white paper, it serves no purpose. It holds no equity, has no function or utility. Their ICO is not scheduled to be finished until after the third round of sales, which concludes in 2019, which is next year. The following project, Xaurum, X-A-U-R-U-M, is by far the most legitimate-looking gold-backed currency, and they have gone to great lengths to prove their legitimacy, including a third-party audit and boasting big-name partners and media outlets. The XOR token is backed by gold, but the amount varies. It has a complex tokenomics structure in place designed to increase the value of XOR over time, as it burns 0.5 XOR with every transaction. The only off-putting thing about XOR is the fact that you never know how much gold your XOR is actually worth at any given time. The price of XOR is currently 0.039 US dollars and can be found on a couple of medium-sized crypto exchanges. Xaurum is the only project that we are going to mention during this podcast that actually promises to send you real gold when you want to cash out. Of course, I would like to see this work in reality. I will repeat again at this point, we are only making you aware of the different projects that are backed by gold that are out there and invite you to do all of your homework and due diligence. The last two projects that we will talk about are Goldblocks and Dignity. Now, Goldblocks has an incomplete website revealing very little information about this coin, but we did dig up their old website, and there are several packages which apparently you can buy. Well, the lack of information about this coin and the project in itself are a clear sign that you need to be very cautious and you need to proceed very carefully. Lastly, Dignity, which is supposed to be a family of tokens with each one representing a different type of precious metal. Now, these tokens were supposed to be out in February of 2018, but while DIG, D-I-G, shows up on CoinMarketCap, there is no information on what this coin actually does or represents. It is also linked to a company called Arbitrade, whose website says, coming soon. What little information could be found states that each coin is supposed to represent $1 worth of gold. The DIG token is currently trading at 0.09 cents, in US dollars that is. Again, this lack of information could be a very big sign to tread with care. So as you can see, the validity, liquidity, and legitimacy of gold-backed cryptocurrencies and precious metals in general is varied, and mainly on the side of questionable. The world of ICOs has traveled a very long way from when MasterCoin, now called Omni, was first released in 2013, up until now, which is 2018. I am quite excited to see what the future will bring for us, because as I've mentioned, there are many great projects out there. But again, I invite everyone who's listening to proceed with care and watch this space, because it is extremely interesting, and in some cases, extremely lucrative, and to be part of a meaningful project with great people who really care about not only the community that they are representing, but the solution that they're providing. Well, I'm very excited about these types of prospects. Thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast, and I invite you to tune in every single week and download us on Stitcher and iTunes. We would love to hear your positive comments. Don't forget to also like us on Twitter and Facebook, and we would love to have you back with us again next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the CryptoCast podcast. Stay tuned in for more episodes.